welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History, as well as a few other Tudor history books. Now, I must apologise if I have sweat dripping down my face or I go purple or anything, but it's really, really hot here in Spain at the moment. And of course, we can't have the aircon on or fan on while I'm doing my talks because you wouldn't be able to hear me. So I'll just have to be a sweaty wreck instead. Okay, today I'm actually going to read an extract from my book On This Day in Tudor History for, of course, the 19th of August. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 19th of August 1561, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Mary, Queen of Scots, landed at Leith Harbour in Scotland, the country of her birth. The reason for her return to her homeland was the death of her husband, Francis II, King of France. He died in December 1560 and was succeeded by his brother, Charles IX, with his mother, Catherine de' Medici, acting as regent for the 10-year-old boy. Mary knew that there was no sense in her staying in France. There was no place for her there. So she handed her jewels into Catherine and set about planning her return to Scotland and making a fresh start. While she was planning her return, she received a visit from Sir Nicholas Throckmorton and the Earl of Bedford, who'd been sent by Elizabeth I to get Mary to ratify the Treaty of Edinburgh. Mary refused, pointing out that she was without counsel. William Cecil, Elizabeth I's primary adviser, saw Mary's refusal as a hostile act and a refusal to accept Elizabeth as England's rightful ruler. It seemed to him that Mary was going to cause trouble. Scotland too was wary of Mary's planned return. There'd been a revolt in 1559-60 against the regency of Mary's mother, Mary of Guise, or Marie de Guise, which resulted in her being deposed. Mary was briefed on this by Henri Cloutin, Seigneur d'Oisel, her mother's former chief lieutenant, and advised to give her support to Lord James Stuart, her illegitimate half-brother. D'Oisel knew that he was the only one who could hold the Scottish lords together. Mary, Queen of Scots, left the port of Calais on the 14th of August, and as her galley left the harbour, a ship collided with another vessel and sank, drowning all of its crew. Mary worried that this was a bad omen. She broke down and burst into tears as the French coast disappeared from view, saying, "Adieu, France. It's all over now. Adieu, France. I think I'll never see your shores again." Little, of course, was she to know that, yes, that it was a bad omen, and in fact she'd have a pretty bad life from this point onwards. But there you go, that's On This Day in Tudor History for the 19th of August. It was 1561, and Mary landing in her homeland of Scotland after being away for quite a few years in France. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.